Okay, so we are all the way on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Let's begin by just asking the question again. The Gemara started with at the two dots there. Because the Mishnah had talked about situations where a person says, Tahar, Tamei, no Saru Pigol, Asra, right? That they make such a declaration that about certain items that makes the item forbidden as a neder. So, by Rami Bar Chama, Bar Chama asked the following question. And we're going to spend a lot of time trying to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Harei elai kebaser zivchei shlamim la'achar zvikas damim mahu. Person says, this item should be like a baser zivchei shlamim, right? That this item should be like a piece of meat that is shlamim, which a person is allowed to eat shlamim, right? Achar zvikas damim, and just after the Zrukas Adam, which is at which point the meat becomes permissible to eat. Right? Until then, if you say that this, I'm going to bring this cow to Shlomim, that's great, but you can't use it yet until you've actually brought it as a korban and they did the Zrukas Adam. But if you say this, you know, the loaf of bread which is next to it should be like this Basar Zivchei Shlomim after Zrukas Adam, what's the halacha? Eid the Ka'amar Bahadin Lishna, Gemara says, wait a second. If that's what you're talking about, right? And the assumption the Gemara is talking about is all about what's called hatpasa, right? Where you take one thing that's already been usher because of a nether, and now you are putting something next to it and saying this thing should be like this thing, right? So if he said that language, Behateo kamapis, what do you mean? The loaf of bread or whatever it is should be like this basar after, you know, basar shlamim after, you know, zivchei shlamim achas v'kas adam, that's, this thing should be like this thing, which is mutter. So what's even the question? So elak agon demachis basar zivchei shlamim kamei. So the case is that you took the piece of meat and you put it in front of you, umachis deheter gabei, and you put the mutter item next to it also, v'amar ze kaze, and you didn't say basar zivchei shlamim after Zrukas Adam. You just said, this thing should be like this thing. And the thing you happen to have there is a piece of meat that was, that is Zivchei Shlamim after Zrukas Adam, which happens to be permissible, right? The problem is that this piece of meat before the Zrukas Adam was forbidden, right? It was Aser. Why? Because you declared it as such. Because you declared that animal to be a korban, right? You made it, you took an ed there in a certain sense, right? And made it a korban. So now you're, the question is, how do we determine? How do we understand this? The copying here, the hatpasa is the. So the question is, my, what's the halacha? Be karo kamapis, right? Do you, when you say this should be like this? What do you mean like this? Like the way it was initially, which was that it was forbidden because you made it a korban, and any korban, any item that's to be brought as a korban is forbidden to get hana from, and initially. Right? Oh, beheter kamapis. Oh no! Are you saying it should be like this in the sense that the way it was, the way it is now, right? In the sense that it's already been, there's already been Zrukas Adam. Look at the Ran for a second. It says bikaro kamapis, right? Says the Ran. Four lines in the bottom. Be isuro shahaya kodem Zrukas Damim, right? The way it was before the Zrukas Adam, right? Or do we say beheter kamapis? No, that you're making hot pasta, you're making a copy in a certain sense of the neder that you had made that was done, you know, or the status of that item, which was now it's mutter, so it doesn't make the, you know, the loaf of bread or whatever it is you're trying to aser, or you're trying to do something to, it doesn't make it us.
Well, would an intent just come into play here? I mean, what did the person intend to do?
Exactly the question.
Okay.
If you say Zeh Kazeh, what do we assume?
Well, but again, it's what do we assume, not what do we assume. What did he want to do?
So we don't, it's a good question, but you're saying, why don't we just ask him?
Yeah.
What he had in mind. Okay, that's true. Maybe he's like, I don't know what I had in mind. You'd say that's ridiculous, right? But some people do things without knowing exactly what they're doing, right? So he said it. Whatever he said, he said. Right? So when someone says something, we got to know what do we assume that it means, right? Yeah. Good. It's a fair question. Fine. So Amar Rava. So we're going to try multiple times now to explain, bring proofs one way or the other. Do we assume be karo kamatbis or beheter kamatbis? And one of the rules to keep in mind throughout this conversation is that hadpasa always happens only if I take an item which is forbidden which was only forbidden in the meaning. I'm making a copy. In a certain sense. I mean, just like this is has a certain status, I want this new thing to have a certain status. That's only going to work to make the new thing usser if the original thing which is usser because of a nether. If the original thing is fundamentally forbidden, then it's not going to work, right? So if you take a piece of chazer, right? Again, there are ways to make something usser like a chazer, you could say it. But if you're doing harpasa, you're saying zeh kazeh, if the initial thing is chazer, that's not going to, you won't make the new thing usser. From the process known as hadpasa, because hadpasa means I'm just like this thing is forbidden because a nether was placed on it. I want this new thing to be usher because a nether was placed on it. Chazer is always usher, right? So that's not going to work. But basar zivchei shlamim was fundamentally permissible. I made it forbidden by saying I'm bringing it as korban, and now I want to say oh, and this thing should be like this thing, right? That's just something to keep in mind. Fine. So Amar Rava. So Rav says, I'll bring you a proof from our Gemara. Tashma, nosar upigol. We just said that if a person says nosar upigol, what happens? The item becomes forbidden, right? So let's make sure we know what nosar and pigol are. So nosar is an item that was, say you have two days to eat a korban, right? And this item was left uneaten for 3 days, right? By the third, you know, Hashkiah comes on the second day. Now the item becomes nosar. What happens? That item now becomes forbidden. Okay. It was permissible to eat. You took a nether to be made it forbidden by making it a korban, right? And then it was permissible to eat, right? It was shlamim or whatever it was, and a part of a korban that you're allowed, that you do eat. And then nosar, now that the time limit comes, it expires, now the item becomes nosar, right? So, question is going to be, how do you understand the timing of nosar? Fine. Pigol, we're going to see. Pigol is there's two different definitions of pigol. One of them is that pigol is something that was shechted. And when you did the shechita for the korban, you already had in mind you want to eat it violating the zman, violating the time. I'm going to eat this thing after the time. You already have it in mind. Your kavana at the time is to do something usher with it. Eat it at a time that's wrong. Look at the round for 1 second. On the left side, v'hanosar upigol la'achar zvikas dam. Oh, sorry. Just look at it for a second. It's the next line in the Gemara, which we'll get to in a second. But v'hanosar upigol la'achar zvikas dam hu is the logarse pigol. There's some who don't include pigol in the conversation. Why? Sharei mikaven shenispagel ein zvikaso matiraso elimi nosar kabarach. Meaning, the fact that something's pigol, that's not going to... If the item was pigol, the fact that you go ahead and do zrikas adam, that doesn't make a mutter, right? It was usher from the moment that you shechted it. So you made it usher by determining it's going to be a korban. You went to shecht it, stays usher. Zrikas adam stays usher. So it never gets unusered ever, right? So in which case we're really asking from nosar, we're not asking from pigol. So if that's true. The ishin dareha pakale bezukas adam. Right, we're only asking from nosar, which initially is shechted, and now it's permissible to eat once you do the zukas adam. But filu hachi tanan the aser. Right, so fine. So pigol, most assume we're not really asking from pigol. We're just quoting it because it's one of the things mentioned. It's mentioned together with nosar in the Mishnah. But fine. So let's go back now to understand the Rava's question. So Amar Rava, Tashma, nosar upigol. So the Mishnah assumes that if I say something's nosar, right, this thing should be like nosar. So what happens? V'hanosar upigol la'achas zvikas damim hu. And the Mishnah says that's forbidden. The item will become forbidden. And nosar and pigol are achas zvikas damim hu. Right? And they are something only becomes nosar well after, right? Zvikas adam. Again, you designated the item as a korban, you brought it as a korban, you did the shechita, you did zrikas adam, it was now permissible to eat, and then the time ticked away, and it became usher again. Okay? Okay. So now look back on the run. So that same run we were reading before, so we're asking from nosar, and v'afil hachi tanan da usher, right? It says that nosar, the item becomes usher, if you say it should be like nosar. Alma bi karo kamapis. Meaning, what do you see? If nosar really fundamentally, right, when I made it a korban, I said this item to be a korban, that made it usher. That was the original nether. I made it a korban, right? Then it becomes mutter, right? And then it becomes asur again afterwards, right? But if I say that this item becomes, should be like nosar, so what do you see? You see what I'm really saying about it. I'm when I reflect on the item, when I say this should be like this, what am I referencing? Its original state. Its original state, which originally became asur when I took the neder, right, which is to make it asur. Fine. The Gemara at least wants to argue at this stage. Okay, so that's because again, what was our original question? We said if I take this baser zifchei shlamim, right, and I say this should be like this, right? We asked the question, right? What should be the halacha, right? If it's bikar kamapis, then it's going to be aser. But if I talk about it after zrikas adam, then it's beteir kamapis, right? So and it should be mutter. So I don't know what to do. So, well, let's take a look at the case of the Mishnah. Our case in the Mishnah says nosar and says that it's usar. Well, if it's talking about nosar after zrikas adam, right, which presumably it is, because nosar always takes place after zrikas adam, and nevertheless I say that it's usar, so what do you see? Presumably, you go by the original state, meaning after, the original state after the neder, which was that it's usar. So if that's true, then I can answer my question that best buser zivchei shlamim, and if I say this should be like this, what should be the halacha? The item should be usar. Because we talk about before Zrikas Adam when it was initially forbidden. Because that was the status right after I took the neder. Yeah? At least that's the Gemara's assumption, the question. Okay. So Amalei Rav Huna, Breder Rav Nasa, Benosa Sha'ola. I don't know. What do you mean? Maybe this is a case where it's Nosar of an Ola. So what? What's unique about an Ola? An Ola is, the moment that I ask that I take the neder to bring an Ola, that item becomes forbidden and will stay forbidden forever. And it's never going to change. Right? Look at the Ran. Benosa Sha'ola, the Filu Tim Salomar, Debidahashta Kamapis. Even if it say that I talk about, I'm thinking about after Zrikas Adam, Akasi Nidarea Lopaka, the neder goes away. The Ha'ola Asura Filu Achazrika. Right? It's forbidden forever. So it could be that the reason why Nosar is you know, maybe it is talking about after Zrikas Adam. Oh, it's after Zrikas Adam. You said it's Asur. What do you see? We go by, right? You know, we must be going by the initial state. And just, I don't know, maybe not. The state is always that way, right? So you don't tell me a proof of which way it is. It's before Zrikas Adam, after Zrikas Adam. I have no idea. Because it's Nosar of Ola, and Nosar, I mean, it could at least, again, doesn't have to be, but it could be Nosar Sha'ola, in which case there's no proof from here, at least, one way or the other, and therefore, you don't have a good proof from the case of Nosar. Okay? Where it says, well, that's not really true. Amalei, Im Kain, Lisni Kibasar Ola. Meaning, if you really want to say the case was a case of Nosar Sha'ola, don't make it Nosar. What do you mean Nosar? Well, who cares Nosar Ola? It's an Ola. The moment that it's an Ola, there's nothing else to talk about. The fact that it's a no, someone's a nosar. Nosar is nosar is relevant to us with an item that otherwise I could eat. But if it's an item that I can't otherwise eat, the fact that it's nosar is meaningless. So you want to say, oh, but nosar could be a nosar sha'ola? I guess it could be. That wouldn't be the normal thing to call it. It'd just be simpler and just call it ola meat. If it's ola meat, it's ola meat. It's ola meat forever. And there's nothing to do with it. I can never eat it. And there's nothing to talk about. So if that's true, why call it nosar? If it's really an ola, so not such a great attack on my proof. Maybe my proof really is good. And it's Gemara, lo mi bai kama, right? Gemara often uses the language of lo mi bai. What's the lo mi bai kama? Meaning, Gemara explains right now. I mean, it's when I, you know, it's like a double explanation. We'll explain this right now. Lo mi bai basar ola de asar. Meaning, you don't even need to tell me when it comes to the basar ola. That's asar always. Right? To have a korban come out of this. But meaning, to tell me that something should be like an ola, if you tell me it's an ola, and you did have pasta on it, with it, that my new item is forbidden, and that lo mi bai, I don't need you. I don't need you to tell me that. Right? Literally, lo mi bai kama, I don't need you to tell me that. That's obvious, right? If it's mamish and ola, and that's all you and that's what you said. You said, it should be like this zeh kaze, and this is a baser ola. So there's no big chiddush that my new item is going to be forbidden. That's of course, right? The haba korban kamapis. You're doing hadpasa by a korbanola, which no one can get any hana from because of the neder that you took, right? But nosar upigol de ola tzricha. But if I said nosar, right, of an ola, then I talk. I need you to tell me what the halach is. Why? Why is that any different? Because sagadai de chamina. Maybe I would thought ki iser nosar ki iser pigol. Right? Veha v'lei ki mapis bedavar ha'asar v'lo mitzar. Tamash malon. So what might I have thought? So if we just said ola, if I said nosar to ola, there's a reason to need me to tell me that the item would be that my new item the hadpasa works. Why? Because what might I have thought? I might have thought because iser nosar and iser pigol. Look at the. I'll show you. Look at the Mefarish. He explains it. El nosar pigol itzrichalei de ema be iser nosar v'chulei kamabes v'lo mitzer. It wouldn't become forbidden. Why? V'lo have neder, meaning something that is aser because of nosar for real, right? So let's say an item is baser shlamim, right? And then nosar sets in. Time's up. Comes aser. I say, oh, I want to make it like that, like nosar, right? Why is something aser from nosar? Is that because of a neder that I took?
It's what you said before.
Right.
It's inherently
forbidden. Right. I mean, it wasn't inherent. Initially, it wasn't inherently forbidden because it was forbidden only because of my neder. I turned it into a korban. But maybe what I mean is ki iser nosar, the iser of nosar, that is inherent iser. That's not iser that I created by taking a neder. So if I said ki iser nosar, or nosar, what do I mean? Do I mean like the korban?
And pigol works in this case also
because it's inherently forbidden. Very good, right? Even pigol could exist. Very good. Pigol could be included also, right? So maybe I would think once I use the language of nosar and pigol, right? Now read the language of the Gemara. V'havle kemapis bedavar ha'asur, right? It's like doing hadpasa with a piece of chazer, right? Which is for fundamentally asur v'lo mitzar, which would not work. It's not going to aser the new item, right? That's the havamina. Kamash malan that no, because the item was fundamentally mutter initially, and you made it aser by taking a neder to make it a korban, and then, right, and then you know, and then everything flowed from there. So even though you said nosar, nevertheless, we're going to make it aser. We're going to make the hadpasa functional. It'll work. The hadpasa will take place because you made it. It was an item that was initially fundamentally mutter that you made forbidden through a neder. Fine. But the point being, you still have no proof about zrikas adam. Right? It was before. It was after. We don't know that yet. And that's the reason why I needed to say nosar pigol. But again, you don't have it. But it could still be nosar vola. And since it could be nosar vola, I don't know. Is it before Zrikas Adam, after Zrikas Adam? Am I going by its initial state, its later state? That we don't know yet. You can't prove anything from that case. Fine. Okay. Next try. Meisve. Ezu iser ha'amur b'tara. Okay. The Gemara says, later on, Daf Yod Daled, what is an iser that is told in the Torah? We'll explain what it means in a second. So Amma, the person says, Hareini shelo ochel baser v'shelo eshta yayin ki yom shemes ba'aviv. Person makes the following declaration. I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink wine, like the day on which my father died. Meaning, like my father's, just like the person's father's yahrzeit. That's it. Okay, I'm going to see what this means in a second. And by the way, Mefarshim will explain, he's not actually saying, I'm not going to eat meat and I'm not going to eat wine, but he's saying that meat and wine are forbidden for me. That's what a neder would not be. I won't eat, that's a shu, right? But he's saying these items will be forbidden to me on these days, okay? So meat and wine are forbidden to me like Yom Shemesba Aviv, Ki Yom Shemesba Rabbo, the day his Rebbe passed away, Ki Yom Shenerag Bo Gedaya Ben Achikam, like the day when Gedaya Ben Achikam was killed, which is the third day of Tishrei, which is the fast day. Ki Yom Shira Isi Yushalayim Bir Chorbana, or like the day that I saw Yerushalayim destroyed. Some of us explained that person, the first time they ever see Yerushalayim Baruch Haban, is supposed to not eat meat or drink wine that whole day. Okay. We have other halachas at that, right? When you see the Kotel Baruch Haban, you know, the Harbayat Baruch Haban, you're supposed to tear Kriya. Haven't been there in 30 days. But this is the first time a person ever sees Yerushalayim Baruch Haban, so they don't drink wine. But the person says that I'm not going to eat meat and drink wine, presumably right now, or we'll see, like the day his father passed away, like the day his Rebbe passed away, like the day Gedaya was killed, like the day he saw Yerushalayim Baruch Haban. So if he said that, V'amar Shmuel, so what happens? Presumably, meat and wine become forbidden to that person on that day. Okay. And Ba'amar Shmuel, v'hu shenadar ba'otsa yom. And that's only true if he had taken that neder on that, a neder not to eat meat or drink wine on that initial day, presumably. Okay? Look at the Ran. V'hu shenadar ba'otsa yom. The second wide line, second medium width line in the Ran. But the Gemara assumes at this point, the assumption at this point is that what happened, the day that person's parent passed away, either it was on, meaning the actual date of the death, meaning when the death occurred, or on the yurt site once. The person said, I'm not eating meat and not drinking wine that day. He took a neder. Okay? So now, what's the hadpasa? The hadpasa is, just like I took a neder on this day, not to eat meat and not drink wine, this next day, right, this is the same type of thing, the next day, this other day, should have the same status as that first day. Okay? V'chei nadar pam achas, shlayocha basa b'yom shemes b'gadayah. This guy says, fasting, forget that. I'm not eating meat, not drinking wine. That's going to be my, he took a nether on that day. V'achshav, and now, matbis yom achir ka'oso hayom. Okay, so just like on Tzom Gedalia, I didn't eat meat, drink wine, I took a nether not to, so too, this other day should be like Tzom Gedalia. Okay, so being hatpasa, I'm comparing, I'm trying to copy the Isra I took on this day already, because again, hatpasa only works when something that I was made forbidden because of me, because I asked it, right? I asked it once here, I want to ask another day like that day.
Right, so how does that, it's some Gedalia, as opposed to the other ones, he could, like his
father. It's already forbidden to me, yeah, it's a good question. You could argue that some Gedalia, the Isra of eating and drinking is like, is a minog, or is it, you know, it's only accepted by certain, but as opposed to the fundamental Isra of meat and drink.
The Gemara doesn't refer to it as a Yom Tzom, it just says on the day.
Well, also these days, also, it doesn't have the status of an Isra Daraisa, certainly of not eating and drinking wine, which by taking a neder, it does have, right? So you've upped the ante, because if you take a neder, then the Isra of eating meat and drinking wine that day is an Isra neder, which by, again, good question, dude. These days, on top of an already existing fast, which is an interesting question. But yeah, but certainly the other days have no, you know, even though some people have a minhag not to fast on the day of a yard site. But again, those are minhagim as opposed to not taking a neder. Okay, they came with another meikara havalei hashta matbis bedaver hanador. So same thing, because I initially made it forbidden. So this is copying over again the initial day. Okay, fine. So I'm saying I wanted this day to be like that day. Fine. And that's presumably what he means when Shmuel says, "V'hu shenader ba'osayom," that he had taken a neder already. Fine. On that initial day. Fine. So he says, "Hey chidami, what's the case? Lav higon the kai bechad b'shaba den meis be'avuha." I mean, doesn't the case have to be that there was a first Sunday of the month, let's say, that his father had passed away? Va'af agav de'ika tuva chad b'shaba de'hetera v'katani aser shmamina. Be'ikar hu matpis. So we'll see if you have time to explain this whole case. Let's see. I'm trying to explain at least the question. Okay? Look at the Ran. The kai v'chad b'shaba, Shabbos, the meis be'avuha. Nir be'enai de'hachi be'rushan. There's a lot of discussion what this means exactly. So we'll get started with it. We'll see. She'omer b'yom echad b'shabbos, shehu b'yom shemeis b'aviv, leminyan chadashim. Okay, so we're not talking about the actual date on the calendar, but it was the first Sunday of Nisan or whatever, that his father had passed away. Okay? Kigon Echa b'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan. Right? Like the first Sunday, in Nisan. Yehei Yom Ze'alai Ki Yom Echad b'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan. So let's say that his father passed away on the first Sunday in Nisan, so, and he had taken a neder on that day to not eat meat, not drink wine. So another Sunday should be like that Sunday. Okay? Meaning there are many other Sundays that have passed since then, right? Vikatani aser, and nevertheless, it makes it aser. Shmamina bikaro kamapis. Okay, so what's the point? He had made one Sunday aser by taking a neder. I'm not even meaning drinking one on this day because my father passed away that day. Okay, now many other Sundays have passed, and now this new Sunday, he says, you know what? This Sunday I'm also not going to even drink wine, just like that Sunday before. Well, what happened? We now had a lot of Sundays in between. The comparison in a certain sense is like, just like by the Zvikas Adam, right? You had the fundamental korban, you made the korban aser, you had made a certain day Asar, and now there was a heter of Sundays. You had made Sunday Asar, and now there was a heter that took place on Sundays, and you want to go back to the original Sunday. Right? So you say, Sunday's Asar. I want this to be like Sunday. Well, which Sunday? Right? So you're going back. And if it says it's Asar, what does it sound like? Oh, you see, it goes back to the original Sunday that you had Asar'd. Even though there were many Sundays that became mutter afterwards, like the case of the meat that had Zrikas Adam afterwards. And nevertheless, that works. So what do you see? When I do Hadpasa, what do I go back to? Bikaro Kamapis. I go back to the initial date. And nevertheless, so what do you see? Gemara wants to make a comparison. Now I see, oh, so if that's true by the Sundays, where I took the neder, I want to make Hadpasa, I want to copycat the one date to the other, or one day of the week to the other. So too, when I'm making Hadpasa of the Basar, Zivchei Shalomim, so same thing, I should look at the initial state, which was after I took the neder, and that's what we should follow. So Gemara wants to assume that as the kasha, or proof. We'll see later why Gemara can reject it, but we'll see why. Okay.